Hallmark Channel presents Over the Moon in Love. Under a full moon, a young man plays and sings on a park bench. A young woman sits with him. With a red marker, she circles photos in a book.
You have a really pretty voice.
Not like yours, Dev. You've been working on that song for a while.
Yeah. Probably never finish it.
Yes, you will. You're going to write a lot of great songs, Dev.
I'll probably work in fast food the rest of my life. Biting your lip again.
They're a perfect match. I can't help it. It just happens. I have no control over it.
More clients?
Well, I'll officially call them clients once I start Over the Moon in Love.
So you really think there's someone out there for everyone?
Mm-hmm. Even the hardest cases can be cracked.
Even me?
A girl could be so lucky, Dev.
So you think we'll still be friends?
Are you kidding? We've known each other since we were 10 years old. Nothing's ever going to change that, Dev.
Okay. Promise?
I don't promise.
She holds up a pinky.
I pinky swear.
It's very serious.
Very serious.
Text, 12 years later. Daytime, a woman walks confidently down a sidewalk. After passing several shop fronts, she enters the one with a sign for Over the Moon in Love. The logo is a silhouette of a man and woman against a full moon.
Morning, Mia.
Good morning.
Here you go.
Fabulous. Thank you.
We're fan mail. Oh, thank you, Brooklyn, celebrating 9 years thanks to you. Love, Scott and Jasmine.
Oh, they're my favorite. I matched them when we were still in high school. Are there any messages?
Yes. Okay, I couldn't wait to tell you this, but you got a call from, wait for it, Stephanie Carlton.
Why does that sound familiar?
Because her father is Douglas Carlton.
As in publisher of Lifestyle Magazine, Douglas Carlton?
Yeah, they're doing a feature on summer love and matchmakers who connect people together. It's a contest, really, but the winner makes the cover.
And Stephanie wants to meet with me.
Yeah, she said she read an article about Bradley Clint and Angelica Angel and how you're the one that set them up together. A Hollywood couple that's lasted. Imagine that.
Well, so what else did she say?
Well, she says she's the one writing the article, so she'll have a lot of say on who her father chooses.
Mia, do you know what it'll mean if this company makes the cover of Lifestyle Magazine?
Yes.
This is huge. So when does she want to meet?
She wants to meet on Monday.
Okay, great. Clear my schedule.
Got it. Oh, you also have another appointment request. It was odd, though.
Odd? How so?
It was a guy. He said he wants to meet at the promenade and eat dinner out of one of the food trucks.
Yeah, no. I don't do client dinners. I don't even do lunch.
I know. But he insisted. He said it's going to be a clear sky with tons of stars and it might bring him good luck.
A clear sky with tons of stars?
I don't know.
Where's the appointment request?
In your inbox. He wants to grab a Gordo's gourmet burger.
Gordo's?
Mm-hmm. They're really so good.
Yeah, they are.
She opens her laptop and checks out the invitation.
Devin.
Wait, you know him?
No, I mean, yeah. We used to. We went to high school together. I haven't seen him in probably 12 years.
Oh. Is he the one who broke your heart?
No. He went to college and, I don't know, we just sort of lost touch. And why do you keep insisting that someone broke my heart?
Because there has to be a reason why you try to connect everyone else in this world except yourself.
Well, some cases are harder to crack than others.
Outdoors at a park, Devin greets the woman, Brooklyn.
Some say it's the best burger in town.
Devin, hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Wow, you look amazing.
Well, you look fantastic as always.
When did you come back?
Last week, actually. I saw your article in the paper. I mean, you're really doing it.
Over the Moon in Love.
I never doubted you, but it's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. tomorrow. Are you hungry?
Starving.
Medium rare, no onions?
Still?
Good memory.
Thought you promised to stay in touch.
You broke your promise, too. Pinky promise. You're not supposed to break those.
Okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. I poured myself into my business, and I lost touch with everyone.
I was off in Europe, and
it's my fault, your fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just life happens, right?
At a table.
Here we are.
Here we are. Cheers.
Cheers.
So you're still writing songs?
Yeah. No, I haven't gotten the big record deal yet, but yeah, find enough gigs to pay the bills.
Do you ever finish that song you were working on in high school?
How is it possible you still remember that?
It was that good. I'm telling you, it's a hit.
First, thank you, but no, I didn't. Still missing that. I used to call it something. It was a tingling about
a tingle from my nose to toes.
That's it. Sadly, it's still missing that.
Well, you'll find it.
Yeah, I hope so.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Just singing songs.
Do you want to come to the office? I'd really, really love to show you.
I'd love to.
Okay, good.
Hungry?
So hungry.
In the kitchen.
Honey, I'm happy that you wanted to have breakfast with your dad and I this morning, but it would be nice if you were having breakfast.
Mom, I'm so sorry. This meeting is so important tomorrow, and I have a million things I need to do.
Well, I read Lifestyle, if there's anything you want to know.
It's the biggest magazine publication out there. I wouldn't be able to buy this kind of publicity.
And it's an article about summer love.
I have to prove to Stephanie Carlton that every couple I've matched has gone on to get married. Or at least they're well on their way.
Maybe you could use some of that magic charm onto yourself.
Leave her alone, Charlotte.
Well, there is someone out there who could only be so lucky.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to tell you. Guess who I ran into yesterday?
Oprah Winfrey.
Devin Knight.
Devin?
Yeah. Can you believe it? He just moved back.
How is he?
He's really great. He's definitely not the same old Devin, that's for sure.
Is he still single?
He is, as a matter of fact.
I just think you two would have made an adorable couple.
Mom?
Cantaloupe, anyone?
I just want to make sure that you have that special kind of love in your life, like we do.
I do. Approximately 500 perfect matches so far.
Fist bumps with Dad. In the office, Brooklyn and Mia.
I read online that Stephanie likes Pellegrino with two lemons, so make sure we have that on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And where are those cute pastries I got in this morning?
They're right here. You're nervous.
Is it obvious?
Your cheeks are pink.
It's a natural blush.
Hello.
Hi.
You must be the famous love guru I've been reading all about.
I'm Brooklyn Moore. It's so nice to meet you, Miss Carlton.
Oh, just Stephanie, please.
Stephanie, this is my assistant, Mia.
Love that shirt.
Oh, thanks.
So, this is where the magic happens.
Welcome to Over the Moon in Love. Pellegrino, two lemons?
Yes, please. Perfect. So, are these all the people you've connected?
Yes, 100% success rate.
Oh, that's amazing. My father is going to love this.
I hope so. I know I'm a little bit more boutique than the other bigger sites, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Well, he's looking for something unique.
Okay, great, because I have an idea.
Tell me.
What about a summer soiree? Outside, under a full moon, we can invite past connections, future recruits.
Didn't you connect Angelica Angel and Bradley Clint?
Yeah, I did.
Well, movie stars of their stature would be a get. A lot of press.
I will have Mia reach out.
I like it.
There you go.
Thank you. So, how does this work exactly? I looked and there was no online questionnaires, no app for compatibility traits, no personality tests. How do you do it?
Well, it's hard to explain, but it's a feeling that comes from within. You know that feeling you get when you meet someone for the first time?
Yes.
It's a tingle that goes from your nose to your toes. And when I really, really feel it, I see stars falling in their eyes.
Stars in their eyes.
Well, not literally, but it just reminds me of all those nights when I was a kid, staring up to the stars. It's a feeling like we're all connected, yet we're each unique. That's what I see in people.
So when you meet someone, you don't always have someone else in mind?
No, actually, most of the time I don't, in fact. Let's say you and I have a consultation. We meet someone, you're not feeling it. We wait. A week later, maybe a month. Falling stars, bingo.
And then you arrange for them to meet.
Exactly.
100% success rate.
So far.
I really love your idea for a soiree. I'm gonna throw a little wrinkle in there, though.
Wrinkle?
I'm tired of failed relationships. I want my own happily ever after.
You want to be a client?
Let me put it this way. I have the biggest influence over who my father chooses for this cover. You prove to me that this really works, and your chances go up. Way up.
Wow. Okay. It sometimes takes time.
Well, you have 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
Devin enters.
Hi.
Excuse me. Devin.
How are you?
Good.
Good to see you. Good. Sorry, I didn't know you were with someone. I can come back later if that's all right.
No, that's fine. Okay. Stephanie, this is Devin. Devin, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Brooklyn, can I speak to you in private for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Devin watches them leave the lobby.
Okay, he is gorgeous.
Devin?
You know that feeling you were talking about, that tingle? I felt it. I still feel it. I can't believe this.
No. It doesn't work like that.
He's the one.
Stephanie, maybe we should wait. You know, there's going to be a lot of options.
I don't want any other options. I want him.
Brooklyn looks to Devin and back to Stephanie. At an outdoor cafe, Mia and Brooklyn eat.
I have a call into the reps for Bradley Clint and Angelica Angel. We know how much they both appreciate you. I bet they'll do it.
I just don't see the two of them together. Do you?
What are you talking about? They're the celebrity match that put you on the map.
No, not Bradley and Angelica. Devin and Stephanie.
Oh, I don't know. You're the expert.
I mean, what's the harm in setting them up on one date?
Are you feeling all right?
Does every romance have to end in a happily ever after?
Okay, I am not sure who I'm talking to right now.
Maybe I just need to expand my thinking.
You mean lie to them? Tell them you felt it, that they're meant for each other?
I mean, no, not exactly. Sort of. Does that make me a really terrible person?
Outdoors on a park trail, Brooklyn and Devin stroll among other people.
So, what did you think of Stephanie?
Stephanie, who's Stephanie?
The woman you met in my office
yesterday.
Oh,
yes, Stephanie. She's really nice.
What if I told you she could be the one for you?
The one for me?
The one for you, yeah.
You felt that?
I think she might be worth a try.
What if I told you I had feelings for somebody else?
Well, I'd say that's completely normal. I see that all the time. But then it doesn't work out and you've wasted weeks, maybe even months. What I do, I cut to the chase.
It's my first time at your office, so I...
She's beautiful.
She is. No, she is beautiful. I don't really know her, though, so...
So take her to lunch. Ask her out. Please, it'd be a really big favor to me.
How's that?
They cross rocks.
She asked me to ask you.
She topples, and he catches her.
She asked you to ask me out.
Mm-hmm.
This is high school. You know, that's fine. I'm actually gonna, leave a note in her locker. That'll work,
no.
Right?
No. Here. Ooh. Oh my God.
I'm leaving a note. You good?
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah, it was.
He continues to hold her close.
The truth is...
What do you have to lose?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Now a man joins Devin at a bar.
Tell me everything. How'd it go?
Let's just say there wasn't a lightning strike once you saw it.
You haven't seen her in 12 years. You gotta let the thunderstorm brew a little, you know?
I thought that if enough time had gone by and she was single, then it was gonna be meant to be, and I was wrong. Totally get the friend vibe. She even wants to hook me up with one of her clients.
Devin, I'm your brother. I know what's best for you, okay? You've been holding on to this for way too long. You didn't come back here to write music and find new bandmates. You came here to right a wrong and find her.
Perfect match.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Brooklyn gave you my number.
Yeah, of course.
At a restaurant, Devin pulls out Stephanie's chair.
Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Ooh. There you go, a little wobbly there. All right, I hope you don't mind. I took the liberties to pre-order some ribs for us, so.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't had ribs in, well, ever.
Ever? Oh, no. I didn't even think to ask him. Sorry, is ribs okay?
Well, no, it's fine. It looks fun.
They are fun, yeah. The barbecue sauce is amazing, too. It's really good.
I actually can't really do spicy.
Well, you know, I mean, it's barbecue sauce, so it's not.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. There's lots of stuff. Lots of other options.
Yeah, there's
salads and
stuff. Yep. Speaking of fun, Bibs.
I love ribs.
You do? That's good. Good to know.
We'll see.
This? Try it on for size and...
Looks great.
Fits.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right. Now we're having fun. Mm-hmm.
So you and Brooklyn have known each other for a long time?
Yeah, Brooklyn and I were great friends in high school.
Brooke?
Yeah, I call her that. I assume I'm the only one who does.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
She smiles awkwardly. He looks out the window.
So how'd you pick Brooke for your magazine cover?
Oh, actually, it was an article that I read saying that everyone she's ever connected is still together.
That makes sense. She was actually doing that in high school.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
She's an amazing person.
Yeah, she seems to be.
Oh, here we go. Thank you very much.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
Thank you.
Nowhere to start.
Yeah, dig right in.
Get in there?
Yep.
Well, looks great. For a vegetarian.
His eyes widen. At home on the sofa, Brooklyn looks at images of Stephanie on her laptop. She picks up her phone when it rings.
Wow, she's pretty. Devin, hi.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi. Aren't you still with Stephanie?
I dropped her off at her hotel.
Well, I thought maybe you guys would spend the day together.
I'm not really sure things went that well.
Really? Why? What happened?
We just don't have anything in common. You know, I know you trust your spidey senses, but I think you may have missed the mark on this one.
Yeah, well, these things don't always stick a landing on their first date, Dev.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure there's going to be a second one.
Do you think she feels the same way?
I don't know. I think she had fun. I guess.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's a start, right?
You really are pushing this, aren't you?
Well, I would just love for you to find the perfect one, Dev.
Yeah, me too. I'll call you a little bit later, okay?
Bye.
At the office, Stephanie leans against the reception desk. Brooklyn brings her a drink.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
I mean, it wasn't that it was bad. It felt like we weren't connecting, you know?
I see this with my clients sometimes. It's not always love at first sight. It takes time. 3 date minimum.
But I haven't even gotten anything from him. Not even a, hey, you had a great time.
He's shy.
Can you just talk to him one more time?
Stephanie, I don't...
Please. Look, I know we just met, but it really feels like we're friends already.
Mia shakes her head.
Friends help friends out. I would be so grateful. Please?
Mia purses her lips.
Sure.
Oh, you're the best. Okay, I'm way too stressed out to think about this right now, so why don't we go finish planning the details for your party?
Great.
Okay.
Stephanie leaves, and Mia shakes her head again and points Brooklyn out the door. At a meeting with an event planner.
This would be one of our premier selections. Most people don't have dinner this nice in their own homes. And the food.
It will rival that of any five-star restaurant.
And how much does something like this cost?
This starts well into five figures.
Five figures?
Well into it.
Oh. Well, are there any packages that are maybe not so well into it?
Brooklyn, this event needs to have class. Place is going to be filled with plenty of hopeful singles, bloggers, journalists, socialites. Trust me, my father is very particular about these things.
May I ask, what is the event for?
Lifestyle magazine.
Oh.
My, well.
That is first class.
I know, it's just,
The planner smiles. Stephanie smiles. Brooklyn finally smiles.
You know what? Sure. Let's do it.
Fantastic. We have much to discuss. Let me get all set up, and then we can start planning. Oh!
So exciting.
Yeah, it's so expensive.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, of course, sure.
How well do you know Devin? Like, did you guys date or anything?
Oh, no. No, we've always just been friends.
But you know him. You know things he likes, taste in music, things like that.
Yeah. I mean, we just reconnected for the first time after 12 years, but I think so.
Do you think he's changed?
No. I mean, he looks a lot different, but he's still the same Devin.
Okay, good. Because I have an idea, but I'm gonna need your help.
What kind of help?
Ready. Come on in.
We'll talk about it later.
They join the planner. Back at the office, Mia and Brooklyn.
There's no way we can afford this.
I know. We gotta spend money to make money, right?
Except we can't spend money we don't have.
I might have taken a line of credit out at the bank.
Oh. Well, we better get that covered.
You're telling me.
Where are you going?
To play Love Whisper. What else?
At a house, Brooklyn arrives at the back door and greets Devin's brother.
Knock, knock.
Brooklyn?
Matt, hi!
Hi! Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Good to see you.
How have you been?
Oh, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry, my maid quit.
Is Devin here?
Oh, no, he's down at Finnegan's, open mic.
At this hour?
Yeah, he's got a wedding gig coming up. Actually, I think it was one of your clients. He likes to practice in front of real people, so.
Okay, cool. Well, I am gonna go track him down there.
Great.
We should all do something together sometime.
That would be awesome.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Brooklyn walks into Finnegan's, where Devin plays guitar and sings.
Land dreams that end before they start. So let them say what they want to, they'll say it anyway. Doesn't matter, I can't hear them, I'm gonna be okay. They'll never touch my heart.
You were that good.
I am not sure how much longer I can do these sold-out shows. It's exhausting.
Are you kidding? Dev, you are so talented. You can't just give up. Listen to the lyrics of your own song and live by that.
Thank you, but can't take my own advice.
Which no one does, but you could be the first.
It's true.
I heard you were playing at a wedding this weekend.
Yes, I'm also a wedding singer. It's Eric and Lisa. I believe you know them.
I do. Another success story. In fact, I was invited. I wasn't sure if I was gonna go, but if it's a chance to see you play live, I mean. How could I pass that up?
I'm not sure this is the show you want to see live.
Sappy love songs?
Yeah.
They're the best kind.
You get water? So, are you gonna bring a date?
I was actually thinking of bringing Stephanie. She's doing research for the magazine, and they were my clients, so...
Why do I get the feeling this is another setup?
She said she really enjoyed your date.
Did she?
She did.
Really? You gonna give her another shot?
Just one more date for me, please.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She hugs him, and he holds on tightly.
I'll see you at the wedding.
Yep.
She frowns as she walks away from the restaurant. At home, Brooklyn scoops ice cream into a bowl and prepares to dig in. Just before her first bite, she stops to pick up her phone.
Stephanie, hi.
Hey, Brooklyn, I need your help.
Now?
Yes, so Devin texted me and I want to text him back something that will really get his attention.
Okay. What did he say?
Okay, he asked me how my night was going.
Okay. How about... Good.
Well, no, I got that far and then I asked him how his night was going and then he wrote me back the same thing.
Okay.
That's the point. This is how our conversation went the other night. I need your cleverness. Do I do like an emoji or a smiley happy face or a thumbs up?
No. Definitely no emoji here. How about listening to Paul Simon's late in the evening makes me want to go out and find some live music somewhere.
I don't like Paul Simon.
It doesn't matter. He does.
Ugh, you're brilliant. Okay. Sent.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
Oh, he just wrote back.
Wow, that was fast.
Paul Simon fan?
You are tonight.
I am tonight.
Wait, no. Don't.
Oh, right.
Don't write that. Just an emoji is fine here.
Heart eyes. So cute. Got it. Sent. Oh, feeling restless. Hungry? No.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Gordo's Gourmet?
Brooklyn's smile fades.
He wants to take you to Gordo's?
Ugh, sounds delicious.
I should go though, right? Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's his favorite.
Okay, I will write him that I'm gonna meet him. I'm gonna call you if I need your help later on when we get to the restaurant.
Okay, well, I actually might be heading to...
Love you, bye.
Bed.
Brooklyn frowns.
Gordo's was always our thing.
She picks up another call.
Dev?
Hi, so I asked Stephanie if she wanted to get some food with me.
Oh, that's great.
Is it? I think it's a giant mistake.
It's like I'm in high school with the two of you guys.
Well, it's just, it doesn't feel right.
Dev, just go. Have fun. See what happens.
I'm gonna give her the quiz.
The personality quiz?
Yes, the personality quiz, yes.
The same one from high school?
Yes, and if she does okay with it, we're good.
Dev, I don't think that's a great idea. I mean, it's only three questions.
Right, which reveal a lot.
Yeah, which might be a lot to ask, right? I mean, you hardly know her.
That's the point. You were the only one who passed it, and you realize that.
I know, the stars were aligned that night. I got lucky.
Well, I gotta run. I'll call you and let you know how it went.
Have fun.
She returns a call from Stephanie.
Okay. Oh. Hey,
I have no idea what to wear.
Listen, Devin's gonna ask you some questions, and it's really important that you answer them correctly.
What? What kind of questions?
It's like a personality thing, a quiz. It's just for fun.
What, like a test? About what?
Well, I wouldn't call it a test. It's just something he came up with. A few questions. Just play along.
Okay, well, now I'm really confused.
Just use your own words.
I'm not good with my own words, Brooklyn. That's why we're doing this whole thing.
Can you hold on a minute? Sorry.
She answers another call.
Dev, hey, is everything okay?
I'm just gonna ask her now. There's no point in wasting my time.
Now? Shouldn't you wait until you see her in person?
No, I wanna know now. I think it's better.
Can you hold on a minute? Hey, so Devin is going to call you. Just put him on a quick hold and then dial me.
Why?
Just do it.
Oh, okay.
Hi, sorry about that. You know what? I think that's actually a really good idea. Just call her, ask her on the phone. Good luck. Hi.
Okay, he's on the other line.
Okay, great. Patch me in, but don't say a word. You have to be quiet.
Okay.
Brooklyn answers for Stephanie.
Hi there.
Everything okay?
Yeah. So, what's up?
I was wondering if I could ask you a couple questions, but it's just for fun.
Ask away.
How would you describe your perfect day?
Well, there'd definitely be live music, lots of great food. Nothing too fancy, though.
Yeah, me neither. What's your favorite color?
Well, I'm quite partial to blue, but not just any shade of blue. It's more of a robin's egg blue.
I know the color well. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I'm never going to grow up. Hello? Did I pass?
Yes, you did.
Great.
I'll see you in 20.
See you there.
Brooklyn?
Yeah?
Okay. What just happened?
Don't worry about it. Enjoy.
They all hang up. Then Devin calls Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up?
You're not going to believe this.
She passed?
Aced it.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's great.
Yeah, me too.
Well, TikTok, you better go.
I really love you for this, Brooke. Thank you.
Brooklyn stops smiling.
Yeah. You're welcome.
At the wedding, Deb plays for the crowd, including Brooke and Stephanie.
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tear.
Brooklyn and Stephanie chat about the bride and groom.
So when did you first get them together?
When I first met Lisa, every man she met, it was love at first sight until after the first date. 3 months later, Eric walked into my office and I felt it. I just knew he was the one for her.
Even 3 months after meeting Lisa?
Yeah. I just had this feeling I can't explain.
Well, you have to make sure they're at the party.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, here he comes. Quick, put this in.
What is this?
It's a Bluetooth, so you can talk to me and feed me lines.
No, I am not doing that.
Come on, please. You were so brilliant the other day. I just need you to get me started. Please, I don't want to blow this.
I can't.
Just put it in. Put it.
He's coming. He's gonna see this. All right.
Hi.
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 How's it going?
You were so great up there.
Thank you. I was inspired to be a wedding singer.
You'll be singing your own songs before you know it.
Hope you're right.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
You leaving this soon?
I've got a really busy day tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
So,
would you like to take a walk?
Yeah.
Stephanie and Dev stroll along a path, and Brooklyn peeks at them from behind a tree.
So do you do a lot of weddings?
Here and there. Weddings, birthday parties, graduations. I'll probably learn how to do, like, balloon animals pretty soon.
That's great.
Is it?
Well, I mean, at least it's close to what you want to do.
At least it's close to what you want to do.
That's true.
At least you're not working fast food.
You know, you're not working fast food.
It's very true.
So, what's your dream?
So, what's your dream?
With singing?
Mm-hmm.
Probably to do my own songs.
You know, I mean, sometimes when I do these weddings, I know it sounds cheesy, but I'll pretend that they're there to see me.
I was.
Really? I thought Brooklyn said you were there for research.
Oh, well,
yeah, a little, but I really wanted to hear you sing.
Yeah, maybe a little, but
I really wanted to hear you sing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Ask him who his biggest inspiration was to become a songwriter.
So who was your inspiration?
Let me guess. Paul Simon?
Let me guess. Paul Simon.
That was a very good guess, but no.
So Brooklyn, actually.
Me?
Me?
No, Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when we were kids, I was completely geeked out. I mean, Brooklyn was never gonna go for a guy like me, so I, you wanna sit? So, I started writing songs.
And they were always about her.
I don't know what to say after that. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Does she know that?
That's really sweet. Does she know that?
No. No, she doesn't know, and I would never tell her.
Why not?
Why not?
I've been in love with Brooklyn for 20 years.
What?
Brooklyn's mouth drops open.
You're telling me this?
Yeah, no, it's probably a really bad idea to tell someone that on a date, so.
Wait, this is a date?
This is a date?
Well, I didn't think our lunch one went so well. I mean, I had a great time at Gordo's, though. I mean, that place is the best.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah. See, the thing is, Brooklyn never really had the same feelings
as I had for her. So I really cherished our friendship, and I never want to jeopardize that.
Nothing ever will, Dev.
Nothing ever will, Dev. What?
Oh, nothing. Just no one's ever really called me Dev, but Brooke.
Oh. Sorry.
No, I actually like it. You see,
because of all that I just told you, I've never really gotten past two dates with anyone.
You haven't?
You haven't?
No. So, that's why I've actually considered this a third one, which is a first for me. I guess that means I've gotten past Brooklyn.
You have?
You have?
Yeah. I'd really like to see you again.
You would?
Yeah. I would.
Brooklyn watches Dev take Stephanie's hand and leans her head against the tree. At her parents' house, Dad sings.
Sing a song. Where's my songbird?
Songbird isn't singing today.
Okay. Plan B.
I should get to the office.
Tell me what's wrong. What happened?
It's a really long story. Has to do with Devin.
Devin. Devin?
Yeah, Devin.
On the house.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. What happened?
Well, you know how important it is for me to get the cover of Lifestyle magazine.
Uh-huh.
And you know that I've been meeting with Stephanie Carlton, the daughter of Douglas Carlton, the owner of the magazine.
You said things were going very well.
It has. It's been going great. I mean, it's going to cost me a fortune, but it couldn't be going better.
Okay.
Brooklyn paces the living room.
There's a catch. Stephanie told me that she would help influence her father's decision in exchange for a favor.
Uh-oh.
What kind of favor?
Devin?
This does not sound good.
She wanted me to set them up, so I did. But I really don't see the two of them together.
Well, they're two adults. They'll figure it out on their own. I don't see anything wrong with what you've done.
No, that's the problem. It's working. It's happening, but it's not honest.
Honey, I'm not following.
Okay, I have been telling her what to say to him. So he thinks it's coming from her, but it's really coming from me. And at first, I thought it was fine. You know, it was a way for them to get to know each other and break the ice. But now it...
You don't want this to work out, do you?
Do you?
It's written all over your face.
I mean, yeah, we're just friends. I've known Devin since we were 10 years old. If I felt it, I'd know. I never got that feeling I get when I connect to other people. So the other night when he was talking to Stephanie...
You're eavesdropping on their conversations?
No, yes, it's complicated. I heard him tell her that he's had feelings for me all this time. And now after meeting her, he doesn't, which made me feel like I lost something. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being possessive. Maybe I just want him in my life on my terms as my friend.
Or maybe you felt something else?
I know what you're gonna say. Don't say it.
Love.
Duh, I knew you were gonna say it.
Well.
No. I'm not in love with Devin Knight.
Okay, well then it doesn't matter if it works out with Stephanie. Look, you're gonna have to be honest with them both.
I knew you were gonna say that too. Stephanie, hi.
You're brilliant. Okay, that completely changed everything.
It did? Really?
Oh my gosh, yes. I can't even thank you enough. Are you okay?
Am I okay? Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
I know you heard what he said about you. Did you have any idea?
No, I didn't, actually.
You don't feel the same way, right?
Are you kidding? No, not at all.
Okay, good. I've already told my father how brilliant you are, and he cannot wait to come to this party.
That's great.
Oh, and I'm actually going away for a few days. I'm going to check in on some of our other candidates, but don't worry, you are still my front runner. I'll be back in no time.
Have a great trip.
Ciao.
Brooklyn hangs up.
I need to be logical here. I haven't seen Devin in 12 years. I need to be happy for him.
Logic doesn't have anything to do with this.
Yeah, well, I'll have to do for now. I'm really late. Thanks for the pancakes.
Bye, honey.
Love you.
Matt and Dev at the house.
Oh, man. You're joking, right?
No, it hit me this time.
Bro, you cannot just turn off a 20-year crush like a water tap.
Says who?
I don't know. It's an old saying. Okay, so you're telling me that after being in love with the same girl for 20 years, now Stephanie's the one?
No, I did not say Stephanie's the one. I've always had feelings for Brooklyn, and I probably always will, but it's time for me to move on.
Have you told Brooklyn how you feel?
I don't have to.
Dude!
She's done everything she can to set me up with Stephanie. Now, someone doesn't do that when you have feelings for someone else. You know, besides, we had a great time. Stephanie's super cool.
She's super cool?
Yes.
You like her?
Yes, I like her.
You know like is a far cry from love, right?
Maybe so. Maybe love's a bit much to ask for right now.
You know, you should put that into a song.
Maybe I already have.
At the office, Mia stands at Brooklyn's door.
Just heard from Bradley and Angelica. They're into it. The fact that they might be featured in Lifestyle magazine has them totally jazzed.
Great.
I just told you that our celebrity couple is coming to our soiree, and you sound like I just made you a dentist appointment.
Sorry.
Did everything go okay with Stephanie at the wedding? We're still on track, right?
Yeah, more than ever.
Then why do you look so miserable?
Do you think it's possible for me to get the same intuition I get for other people and myself?
I never really thought about it. Why?
Remind me why this cover is so important.
It'll be huge for the company. Triple your fees, remember?
Yeah, but we were doing just fine before, weren't we?
Yeah.
So why am I making this so important?
Well, it is if you want to repay the bank.
Right? Here's that.
What's going on?
Nothing. Let's just get back at it, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah?
At home, Brooklyn retrieves a box from a closet.
What's in your heart? I wish I knew. Maybe then I'd see an open space.
She opens it and pulls out a teddy bear with a chuckle. Below is an old yearbook. She flips through. She finds pictures of herself and Devin.
And I will be your hiding.
She looks up at the sound of the doorbell and goes to the door.
Medium rare, hold the onions.
Dev with Gordo's.
That's still it? I was in the area. Thought she might be hungry, so I know I should have called. I'm sorry. But I'm not really sorry.
Well, I'm really glad you did. Come in. Thank you.
Thank you. Actually.
But what do you mean? Thank me? For what?
Yes, for always being right, and in this case, you were right about Stephanie.
Her smile fades.
What changed?
The conversations. You know, she's a lot deeper than I thought, and I don't know. She seems like she understands me, you know? So, yeah, it's hard to explain. Sorry. I don't know.
So you like her?
I think so. I mean, enough to ask her out again, so... Yeah, thanks. It's about time you set me up with somebody.
Should we eat?
Yeah. You like Gordo's, right?
He notices the yearbook.
Why do you have that out? Our high school yearbook?
I was just cleaning my closet and found it. Didn't even know I still had it.
Right. No, why did I look like that?
Come on, it's not that bad. And nobody takes a good yearbook photo.
You took a good yearbook photo. Look. Are these people still together?
Yep.
No.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
I don't remember you ever dating anyone in high school.
It's because I look like that. That guy doesn't date.
Well, did you have a crush on anybody? You must have.
Yeah. Maybe.
Who?
It's not important.
Come on, please.
I'm not telling. I don't kiss and tell.
Oh, from the sounds of it, you never kissed her.
That hurts. Probably because it's true. I didn't. Unfortunately.
Oh, hey, look at this.
Small photo album.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. We were inseparable, huh?
Yeah, we really were. How did we not see each other for so long?
Well, I don't think we're the first set of friends who have lost touch after high school, so.
I miss it.
You miss high school? You miss that guy?
No, not high school, per se, but just like having it all in front of us. Choices that affect us for the rest of our lives.
Well, you still have those.
Maybe it's more me wishing I'd made other ones.
What would be the point of dwelling on that? We just make the most of the choices we have from now on. That's it. You know what's probably gonna happen? We're gonna get married, have families, and not see each other for another 12 years.
Don't say that.
Well, it happens.
Maybe you and I will never get married.
Well, see, that's impossible because you have your 100% success rate, and I can't be the first guy to break it, right? I hope not.
I gotta go.
Cool. Well, thanks for the grad.
We will always have Gordo's, won't we?
Yeah.
All right. Good night, bro. Mm-hmm.
Wait, Devin.
Yep.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing.
I have to make a few decisions for the party, and Stephanie's out of town for a few days. I could really use a guy's opinion.
Sure.
Okay, cool. I will call you in the morning.
See you more.
She loses her smile and rolls her head back. At a florist.
Oh, so pretty.
Yes, it is.
What kind of flowers do you like?
I don't know. I'm a... Dice have favorite flowers.
Your favorite color is robin's egg blue, and you're too manly to have a favorite flower.
Took it there, Mom.
I mean, it's true.
Okay, that one, favorite flower.
It's also your favorite color. It's pretty.
Blue roses. They are quite popular. Yeah. A romantic flower and are generally gifted to those experiencing a secret love.
Okay, what about these?
Yellow acacia.
I like those. Do you like those?
Yeah.
Well, this pretty flower signifies the value of true friendship and can also indicate a secret love as well.
Awesome.
A lot of secrets.
A lot of secrets.
Yeah. Anything, maybe not keeping secrets.
Well, when's your big day?
It's a summer party. We're celebrating summer love.
Well, you seem like a lovely couple. Come, let me show you some other options.
At a confectioner's.
Okay, we're all set with our centerpieces. Now it's on to our gift bags. Ooh.
The chocolatier.
Hello. How can I help you today?
We would like to sample some of your chocolate, please.
Perfect. And congratulations. When is your big day?
Oh, we're
couple not... weeks. Thanks.
Delightful.
Been planning this for what? A couple years now. Yeah. Can you believe this big day's finally here, honey?
It feels just like yesterday when we met, sweetie.
I know.
You wouldn't believe how he asked me out on our first date.
Ooh, I love these stories.
Yeah, it's chocolate.
Chocolate?
Oh, yeah, it was quite a surprise.
Spelled out, I love you with 1,000 miniature chocolate bars across the front lawn.
How romantic, right?
It was until it rained.
It did rain, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, it was real melty.
But then he melted my heart. Right?
I did do so.
Snickles?
Never heard such a wonderful story.
Me neither.
Right?
Let's get you some samples.
Please.
Studies prove that eating great chocolate can lead to heightened feelings of romance.
Devin and Brooklyn grin at each other. Now on a bridge at a park.
No, because I'm holding the best chocolate. Where do you have this one? Right?
So good.
I know.
Mmm.
I don't think we're going to go wrong with any of those choices. What?
Nothing. I just missed this. You.
I've missed this too. Definitely missed you.
You know what's actually crazy? My parents had their first date on a paddle boat.
Really?
Yeah. She thought they were going to the movies, and my dad ended up blindfolding her and surprising her instead.
John? Wow. Didn't know you had it in them.
Right? It clearly worked. They're still madly in love, which is pretty cute.
Have you ever been?
Been what?
Been in love?
I mean, I know it's crazy coming from a self-proclaimed love whisperer. But no. I've been close, but it just hasn't been right. It's hard to explain, it's just something you need to feel, you know?
Yeah.
She gazes into his eyes.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Where would you say you see yourself in, I don't know, 5 years?
Five years.
That's a tough question.
I know.
Well, I really want to take Over the Moon and Love to the next level. Maybe build an app.
I don't mean your career.
I know. I'd really like to find my person. Mm-hmm. Get married, have two kids. That would be the dream. You?
Same. Two kids, a boy and a girl. Sounds pretty perfect. I think it's all about finding that person that you want to grow with. Life is perfect with them by your side.
It's when you know you found something real.
Exactly.
His phone rings.
Sorry. Stephanie.
How is she?
She's fine. She just wants me to call her. Had a lot of fun today.
Me too.
See you around?
Not if I see you first. So let's make sure that we keep the chairs back a bit, and we need to keep that center area open so that everyone has a view of the sky.
Perfect. What about Mr. Carlton?
Ooh, let's put him and Stephanie over there. I want to make sure that they can see everything.
Got it.
Stephanie arrives.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, this location is amazing.
Oh, wait until you see it all done. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, my father is going to be very impressed.
So how's your article coming?
Well, so far, very flattering to you.
That's good to hear. Is everything okay?
Yeah. No. Ugh, it's Devin. I feel so nervous every time I have to talk to him. You're a tough act to follow. And he's actually invited me to meet his brother. Tomorrow we're going to some street fair. It's not really my cup of tea, but things we do, right?
Devin loves street fairs.
I want you to come with.
Me? Why?
Well, I mean, I don't want to make a bad impression on his brother, and like I said, I need you when I'm around Devin.
As your crutch.
I'm sorry, my crutch?
I didn't mean it like that. Actually, I did. I mean, why do you even want to be with Devin? From the sounds of it, you guys have nothing in common. You don't even know what to say to him without me telling you what to say to him.
It was the first time I saw him. I was like, he's gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's gotta go deeper than that. Common interests being a start, sense of humor, the way he makes you feel when he's not around.
What do you mean when he's not around?
The way you count the days until you get to see him again. Or the way you feel safe and he's close by.
I know what you're gonna say, but you also said I have to give it time. And that even if you felt it, doesn't mean that it happens overnight.
Right.
Okay, so will you come with us, please?
Yeah, okay.
Great. It's gonna be so fun.
Now at the fair, Brooklyn carries popcorn as Stephanie and Deb join her.
Oh, hey!
Hi!
You look amazing.
Oh, you do too! Hi!
How's it going? Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Where's Matt?
Late. As usual.
Well, this is so fun. I mean, I love these things.
Yeah, this was actually our favorite place to come when we were in high school. You remember?
Yeah, it's actually where we discovered Gordo's for the first time.
Ooh, no Gordo's for me today. That was just a little bit too greasy. But hey, that's just me. If that's your kind of thing, go for it. I'll find something. Should we sit?
Matt jumps on Deb's back.
Got you, man. Hey, Brooklyn.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Sorry I'm late.
Fortunately, this is my brother,
Matt.
Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi.
Matt's eyes widen as they shake hands.
So we're going to get some food later on. You want to?
Yeah, that sounds great. I passed by a really good-looking veggie wrap over there.
Oh, so. You're a vegetarian?
Oh, not really, but sometimes when I'm in the mood, you know. Oh, there's a great band that's going to be playing later, too. They're so awesome. It's like Christina Aguilera meets Depeche Mode.
OMG. Christina Aguilera is only, like, my all-time favorite.
Are you kidding me?
No.
She's awesome, right?
Right?
What are you doing?
Cool.
thing.
Doing what thing?
I'm not.
You just did it again.
I didn't.
You left.
No. No.
You were.
You know, I think I've had too much popcorn. I think I'm gonna go. Wait, what?
I just got here.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take you?
No. Matt, why don't you take me? You guys have fun.
Okay. Well, yeah. Nice to meet you, and we'll see you guys later.
Yeah, maybe we could do this tomorrow or the day after.
Are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you want some water? Or?
No, I'm actually fine. It's just, Stephanie, I'm matchmaking, so
right.
I think it's best that we, you know.
Of course, because they gotta.
Yeah.
They gotta connect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll go get a veggie wrap.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Okay, good to see you.
Nice to see you in the kitchen.
Bye.
Bye.
At home, Brooklyn starts to eat from a bowl of ice cream. She stops eating to answer the door for Dev with his guitar.
Devin, hi.
Making a bad habit out of this, I know. May I?
Yeah, of course. I thought you'd still be with Stephanie.
I was. We actually had an amazing day. I'm telling you, this girl knows. She knows me like a book.
Glad it's working out.
And I finished it.
Finished what?
My song. The song.
The song?
Yes. One from high school.
That's amazing.
Found out what was missing.
What?
Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Yeah, and I can't tell you exactly why or what it was, but it just, it clicked. Can I play it for you? Okay. No, I kept some of the lyrics that we worked on from way back when, but let's see if you like the changes. I'm a little nervous, okay, because you really need to be the first one to like this.
As she watches him play, her smile fades.
Is it her words? The way she makes me laugh, yet I find my missing half. Is it her mind? Maybe her quick wit, I'm over the moon with it. Cause I searched everywhere for love, I thought I'd never find.
She grabs the guitar neck.
Devin, stop.
Wrong note?
No, it's amazing. It's not her, though. It's not her mind or her words. Or her quick wit.
Well, sure it is. I mean,
listen to me. Stephanie isn't the one that made you finish the song.
What does that mean?
Like, all of those things she's been telling you, the things that matter to you, the things that make you feel like she's known you your entire life.
Yeah?
It was me.
I'm so confused right now. It was you?
I would send her text messages and tell her what to say to you. The other night in the park when you guys were walking after the reception, I was feeding her lines through an earpiece. I know it's insane.
Okay,
he puts the guitar down.
You can't stand seeing me with someone else, can you?
Listen to me, I'm telling the truth, okay? It was a ruse, and it was wrong, all of it. I'm really, really sorry.
Why are you doing this to me?
She said I'd get the cover of Lifestyle if I got you guys together.
You used me for that?
No, I actually thought that it would be good for you.
Thought it'd be good for you? This is what you mean. Brooklyn, you know, whoever this is sitting here, that's not the girl that I know anymore.
Are you sure about her?
Yeah, she's sweet.
No, I mean, are you really sure that it's her that you're falling for?
I'm not sure of a lot right now.
Because I think I have feelings for you.
Think? Wow.
Dad.
He edges to the door and leaves.
Thank you.
Brooklyn stands alone in her home. Morning at the office, Mia brings a mug to Brooklyn.
Ta-da!
Coffee won't help.
Well, it won't hurt.
How could I be so careless?
You did the right thing by telling him.
I know, but it wasn't fair to Stephanie either.
Stephanie comes into the office.
I'll leave you two to talk.
Please, sit.
Stephanie takes a seat beside Brooklyn.
Stephanie,
He was bound to find out. You're right. It was dishonest. Unfortunately, my father has informed me that he'll be traveling next week, so he won't be able to make it to the party. To be honest, I don't even know how I'm going to finish this article. The entire premise has gone out the window.
Stephanie rises to leave.
Stephanie, wait. It was never Devin.
You sabotaged this entire thing because you're in love with him.
I never felt the nose to toes with you two.
Do you have any idea how ridiculous that sounds?
Yeah, well, this might sound even more ridiculous. It's Matt.
What are you talking about?
Devin's brother. I felt it at the street fair when you guys met. The lip bite was like a lightning bolt, stars in your eyes.
Wow. You will say anything to get this cover, won't you?
No, I don't even care about the cover anymore. I really don't.
I find that hard to believe.
And I did the right thing by telling Devin the truth. I should have done it a long time ago. I like you. You're smart and beautiful and so charming. I just wish you knew that about yourself, because if you did, you wouldn't need me to speak for you.
Stephanie's face softens, but she does not smile.
Love is the purest thing there is. It can't be bargained with, and it can't be fooled. Go find Matt. Trust me. He likes Christina Aguilera for crying out loud.
Stephanie gives a small smile before she walks out. Now Brooklyn sets black and white balloons near a window at the party. She steps to a tall table and puts her head in her hands, elbows on the table. Her mother enters.
You did yourself proud.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Oh, sweetheart. Mia told me what happened. She said you'd be here. Now, since when do you drown your sorrows without me?
I thought maybe you'd heard enough.
Nonsense.
What am I going to do? I've lost everything. The cover, probably my business. Devin.
You will find your way. You always do. Love will find its way too.
I wish I never had this career. All I ever feel is everyone else's love. Couldn't see that mine was Devin all along.
Well, you shouldn't say that, because you're responsible for bringing a lot of people together that are the happiest they've ever been. You did that.
After tonight, I'm just gonna let everyone figure it out for themselves.
No, that's nonsense, too. The world needs you, Brooklyn, more than ever.
Nighttime, Devin plays guitar on stage at Finnegan's when Brooklyn walks in.
I want to hear it.
It's not done.
No, not that one. The song. I want to hear the rest of it.
Maybe some other time.
Stephanie backed out of everything.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm glad. I didn't want to get the cover that way.
Brooklyn, if you want to talk...
No, hear me out. I'm not going to apologize anymore, because there are only so many ways I can say I'm sorry. There are so many ways I can say I love you. I was empty for the last 12 years, and I didn't know it because I filled that void by bringing other people together. When all this time, my perfect person is right here. Anyway.
She hands him the photo album.
I wanted to tell you that. And I still hope you come to the party. We picked out some pretty great chocolate together. Oh, and where it says, I searched everywhere for a love I thought I would never find, the last line should say, until I looked into your eyes. Just saying.
She leaves him on stage. Now under a full moon, guests mingle in white tents at the party.
Spoke to Bradley and Angelica. They've been made aware that it's likely they won't be featured in Lifestyle.
How did they take it?
Barely well. I mean, they still want to make an appearance. And you know what? Who needs Lifestyle? We're going to get lots of press on social media anyway.
Well, if this is our last hurrah, we might as well go out in style, right?
Exactly.
I guess I should probably give a welcome speech or something.
There's still people coming in. Maybe we should just wait a little longer.
It's 8 o'clock, time to rock.
Stephanie with an older man.
Wait, is that Stephanie? Oh my gosh, she's here.
Oh, it's Brooklyn, this is my father, Douglas Carlton. Daddy, this is Brooklyn, the love whisperer.
Nice to finally meet you, Brooklyn.
It's my pleasure, sir.
I read Stephanie's article.
You wrote it?
You know what I like most is the honesty. How did you put it? Love is the purest thing there is. It can't be bargained with.
It can't be fooled.
You know, I find your story rather compelling.
Thank you.
This is quite an event. I'm very impressed. I'm looking forward to talking with some of your clients and hearing more about what you do.
Yeah, of course. Please. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I'll catch up with you, Daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
Stephanie confronts Brooklyn.
I'm sorry for the way I left the other day. I was angry. But when I sat down to write the article, I didn't need a crutch anymore. I was channeling your voice. Somehow it just became my own. You were right. And you made a difference to me. Anyway, congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know what to say.
Well, hopefully soon enough with Devin, it will be I do.
Yeah, I doubt that because he's not even talking to me at the moment.
Well, we'll see about that.
Stephanie winks at Mia.
What?
He didn't.
No.
He didn't. He didn't. What? What's going on? Wait, were you in on this?
She made me keep it a secret. I'm sorry. But it wasn't just her father that she wanted to surprise you with.
Sorry.
Devin? Yeah, but he said no.
You know, I'm gonna be right back.
She walks off. At the house, Devin straightens the collar of a dress shirt under his suit jacket. Stephanie steps to the glass doors.
You look nice.
Thank you. Is that coming from you or Brooklyn?
I deserve that. Can I come in?
Sure.
Did Mia explain?
She did, but I'm about to head out, so...
I'll just take a second, okay? I won't be long.
Okay.
This wasn't Brooklyn's fault. I made her do it.
I know. I've actually heard all this before.
Okay, so why are you mad at her for what I did?
It was pretty awful, so...
Can you just come to the party? My father is there. It's everything she wanted it to be, except for one thing. You.
Well, Stephanie...
Please, come to the party.
I am.
You what?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing this suit. And I'm actually late.
Matt barges in.
You take my deodorant?
Hi.
Hi.
My cue. See you two at the party.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Wow. You look amazing.
So do you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, she was right.
Who was right about what?
I see stars in your eyes.
Yours too.
Stephanie and Matt face each other.
I would like to take you out to dinner sometime.
Well, that's bold.
Well, you know what they say. Be bold or grow old.
I like it.
At the party, Mia rushes to Brooklyn.
Oh, no idea where she went. Well, I should probably wait to start until she gets back, right?
A couple arrives and takes the stage.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing tonight? Yeah. And what a night. I mean, just look up at the moon, all the stars. We would like to call up Brooklyn.
What? Well, this wasn't part of the program.
Go.
There she is.
Brooklyn walks to the stage.
As many of you know, none of us would be here tonight if it wasn't for Brooklyn. Speak.
He hands her the microphone.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys coming and being here. And thank you to everyone for coming to our first and hopefully not our last Over the Moon in Love summer soiree. I see some new faces out in the crowd tonight, as well as some familiar ones. People I know that I'm honored to not only call my clients, but my friends. You've let me into your lives. You've told me your deepest secrets, you've shared your wants, and you've fully trusted me by putting your open hearts into my hands. I always thought that love was supposed to be this magical, euphoric feeling. And I would convince you guys to open your hearts and to dive in headfirst, yet I never really took my own advice. Over the last 12 years, I've poured my energy and my focus into my career. But over these last few weeks, I've learned a very, very valuable lesson. The job is replaceable. The people you love or not.
When I think of love, it's like
doing absolutely nothing with someone and realizing you're having the most amazing time. Or knowing that your person supports you with their whole heart and they're rooting for you to succeed every step of the way. That feels a lot like love to me. And with that comes respect.
Devin trust, makes his way through the crowd.
Honesty.
And forgiveness.
Brooklyn snaps around to see Devin. He walks behind her on the stage and straps on the guitar.
You finished this song, Brooklyn.
He begins to sing and play. As he plays, couples watch with smiles. The celebrity couple kisses.
Got me running away, afraid to say I felt the same.
Matt and Stephanie gaze at each other.
Showed me the way to your heart against the grain.
She smiles at him.
As I searched everywhere for love, I thought I'd never find. Till I looked into your eyes and found paradise. Some beautiful paradise. Just you and I, yeah. Paradise. some wonderful paradise.
Brooklyn goes to him.
I'm so sorry for everything.
It's you. It's always been you. I love you, Brooklyn Moore.
I love you, Devin Knight.
Prove it.
He hands her the microphone.
What are you doing?
You know the song?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hey, sing with me.
I can't. It's your song.
It's our song.
She smiles and finally sings along.
This is real. I'm not playing pretend. Do you feel heart speeding out of my chest? Just searched everywhere for a love I thought I'd never find. I see stars falling from your eyes. Paradise, so beautiful.
The guests begin dancing.
Don't go, stay here. I want love, I need it.
Don't go, stay here. I want love, I need it.
Don't go, stay here. I want love, I need it. Don't go, stay here.
Some beautiful.
Don't go, stay here. I want love, I need it. Don't go.
Just promise me one thing, that our stars will always align.
I promise.
Pinky swear.
Pinky swear.
In a park, leaning into each other, they cross pinkies and kiss.